Coverage of the kidnappings and of fighting in Iraq have dominated the news this week. Yet in Washington, members of the Bush administration insist they aren't facing anything like the widespread rebellion that reports from Iraq tend to indicate. NPR's Eric Westervelt has more.
At a Wednesday afternoon press conference, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld downplayed the violence, saying Iraq was not spiraling out of control. The violence, Rumsfeld said, was the work of, quote, a few thugs, gangs, and terrorists.
You're going to have good days and bad days, as we've said from the outset. And this is a moment in Iraq's path towards a democratic and a free system.
Even some military admirers of Rumsfeld note what they call the gap between the defense chief's representation of the situation in Iraq and reports from the ground. For months, Rumsfeld refused to call the growing Iraqi insurgency fight a guerrilla war. Here's Rumsfeld on June 30th last year, where he said the increased attacks on U.S. forces were from, quote, looters, criminals, remnants of the regime, and foreign terrorists. Nothing, he said, like an organized resistance.
I guess the reason I don't use the phrase guerrilla war is because there isn't one. And it would be a misunderstanding and a miscommunication to you and to the people of the country and the world.
But Pentagon and Bush administration officials were silent just a few weeks later when the head of the U.S. Central Command, General John Abizaid, called the insurgency battle in Iraq, quote, a classical-style guerrilla-type campaign, regionally coordinated. This week, on top of combat in Sunni strongholds, Shiite followers of the young radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr fought U.S. and allied forces in half a dozen cities. Shiite militiamen took temporary control of at least three cities. At the Pentagon, Rumsfeld said the extent and impact of the Shiite actions were being overblown.
The number of people that are involved in those battles are relatively small.
Many analysts agree Sadr's followers do not yet constitute a large-scale insurrection, but Iraq expert Anthony Cordesman says the Defense Department is downplaying the real potential for the violence to turn into a wider revolt. Cordesman says recent polls show an alarmingly high percentage of Iraqis, 36% of Sunnis and 12% of Shia, openly support attacks on Western forces in Iraq.
It's obvious that very large numbers of Iraqis do not support the coalition, do not support the interim governing council, and violently resent U.S. and coalition operations. We face a very volatile situation.
Pentagon and coalition provisional authority officials in Baghdad this week said that rebuilding projects largely continued despite the violence. CPA spokesman Dan Senor told reporters reconstruction across the country continues. Unable to get that good news out in the national media, some top officials took to local broadcast outlets.
The Jimmy Ray Show on 97.3 The Eagle. Here for our military.
Secretary Rumsfeld phoned the Jimmy Ray Show Tuesday in Norfolk, home to one of the Navy's largest bases. Rumsfeld called the security situation in Iraq uneven, but he told Jimmy Ray the rebuilding efforts weren't getting their due.
Even in Iraq, if you think about it, the hospitals are open, the clinics are open, the schools are open, the oil production's back up, the electricity's working, potable water is available, and the economic activity is coming back.
In fact, deteriorating security prompted most CPA reconstruction workers to stay inside the residential green zone and other highly defended compounds. Non-combatant Japanese troops, including engineers and other rebuilding experts, were ordered to remain inside their base. And many foreign relief workers with billions in CPA contracts reduced or stopped work altogether from Baghdad South. Paul Majorowicz is Iraq Program Officer for Mercy Corps.
Like a lot of agencies working in Iraq, we've had to scale back our operations. And we have withdrawn our expatriate staff to more secure locations outside of South Central Iraq.
Across America, the week's Iraq violence brought increased anxiety about the U.S. mission in a place where the president declared major combat over almost a year ago. Dave Patterson is a construction worker in Kansas City.
And it's turned into another civil war, and or what are we going to do? Go in there and try to police that as well? So I just don't see the outcome being very good right now. I'm just saying I'm a patriot, and this just smells like Vietnam all over again. And here we are. You know, back in Vietnam days, it was the domino effect. Now it's Al-Qaeda. And what in the hell are we doing over there?
Wade Wilson, a Kansas City house painter and a Vietnam veteran, says he thinks Iraq has distracted the military from the bigger targets in the war on terrorism.
One of my good friends is in the 1st Marines. He's there right now. And so I'm seeing that they're getting shot up. They're dying. And we're going, okay, for what? What is it really? What is okay, let's free Iraq. Okay, that's cool, but what? We're supposed to be hunting terrorists, right?
A new Associated Press poll found that half of voters surveyed said they thought the war in Iraq is making the global threat of terrorism worse. Only 28% said Iraq had reduced that threat. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.